All right, it is a Thursday morning, and that means time for us to find out what's happening all across Stark County. And on our WHBC Newsline this morning, we have Commissioner Richard Regula. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning, Pam. Did you finally get yourself dug out from all the snow?
I did. It just happened so fast, and I don't know that I expected it to be so much, but here we are. How about you?
We're doing fine. In fact, it was kind of fun. We had some time to get some snowmobile in, so there was lots of snow for snowmobiling.
Yeah.
But I want to give a shout out to all the county crews, the township crews, the cities, and the villages. I think for everything considered, when you get a foot of snow, they did a pretty good job, especially being on a holiday. But they did a pretty good job cleaning everything up and getting everybody back moving. It's when you get that much snow, it's not easy when it just keeps coming down, especially when it comes down in the middle of the night. I know I woke up Monday morning and I said, gee whiz, I can't believe there's a foot of snow outside.
I know it. It was very surprising, but you're right. The crews did a great job. So
yeah,
appreciate all that. All right, let's talk a little infrastructure here. You guys do you have to make some decisions on how to spend some money?
Well, listening to the president yesterday, he said one of his greatest accomplishments was the infrastructure bill. And I tell you, Pam, the more we dig into it, whether through NEVCO is the Northeast Four County organization. In fact, I'm president of it this year. It's made up of Stark, Wayne, Portage, and Summit counties. And there's a lot of EDA funding that goes through NEVCO. EDA is the Economic Development Assistance. There's all kinds of grants out there. We had our monthly meeting yesterday, and we approved a support letter for the Partnership Planning Grant. This is a grant that would go through through Strengthening Stark for workforce training. There's funds for the economic future. There's funding for travel and tourism and outdoor recreation, a good job challenges. And the challenge is going to be is identifying where these grants are and then getting the applications in to apply for them. And there's four agencies that are going to be instrumental. The county we're taking care of our ARPA funding. We're doing water and sewer projects. But the funding that could potentially go through NEVCO, we've got young gentleman, Nick Notzenheiser, and then Joe Hadley's ahead of NEVCO. And they're experts at working with the EDA. The EDA funding is out of Chicago. And there's a lot of funding available for water and sewer projects. There was a gal there yesterday from the Stark Development Board that said, hey, every county is going to get $1 million with no strings attached to clean up brownfields. So we're going to go and apply for that funding. I know the city of Canton was there, Dan Maglin, and we're going to look at there's some brownfield sites, whether it's the old Ford plant and some other areas that we want to get cleaned up with this federal funding. Another key group is going to be the Regional Planning Commission, Bob Now and his group in Stark County. They're going to be looking into some brownfield funding that can go through the Stark County Land Bank that, once again, can be used to, the big push is on environmental stuff, which I'm all in on. And that's why we're, wanting to do the water and sewer projects, because when septics fail, it contaminates the groundwater in Stark County. So that's why our focus is on that. The Stark Development Board and Strengthening Stark, there's going to be a lot of funding that can go through, for workforce training and that kind of thing. And the Stark Development Board and Ray Hexamer and Rebecca Kuzma, they're going to be key to using that funding and getting our, training of workforce. And some of these training programs, they'll pay for all your training. There's like for CDL drivers. And now if you want to become a CDL driver, you have to come up with some money to get the training.
Yeah.
The program would pay for the complete training and even some technical training and work with the manufacturing. I know we've had representatives from the manufacturing workforce on and talking about the needs for, for workers and trained workers. And then, of course, our RTIP, which is the group that's putting together, the Route 30 project. And we're looking at there's a part of the project, and especially on the Trump Avenue to 44 section, is minefield remediation. There's a lot of abandoned mines and old gas wells that need cleaned up and remediated. Out of the $100 million project, that's approximately about $27 million, which is a ton of money, obviously. But through ODNR, there's about $3 million that has been set aside for the project. We met with Bert Dawson, the Columbiana County engineer, and and myself met with our consultants, MS consultants, and they have a expert now that they can weave through the 430 some pages of the infrastructure bill. There's a ton of money out there, Pam. It makes my head spin. The millions and billions of dollars that are going to be available. We're under somewhat of a short time frame. We got to have the money spent by I think 2023 or 2024. And so we're going to just work with all the agencies, learn as much as we possibly can and just go after every dollar that we possibly can.
Yeah, I mean, as you're talking, I'm sitting there thinking, my gosh, who knew? You know, I mean, really, we knew there were certain roads and bridges and all of those kinds of things, but so much more beyond that then.
Right, and of course, speaking of bridges, our county engineer, there's a ton of money out there for bridge programs, and Keith Bennett, who is now the head of the State County Engineers Association, I'm sure he's going to be doing his best to get funding for the, for the bridges in Starr County and the infrastructure as a whole. So it's exciting times. It's going to be challenging times, but I hope that within the next 3, 4, or 5 months that we can have some wins that we can report about and get some areas cleaned up and get some funding in place for workforce training and move the county forward.
All right. Well, a lot of good stuff on the table, and certainly we'll enjoy talking with you about that over the next, weeks and months to come. So we appreciate you coming on this morning, sir.
Thank you, Pam.